Acts chapter 24. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a lawyer named Tertullus. They brought formal charges against Paul to the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "We are enjoying a long period of peace because of you, most excellent Felix, and reforms are coming to this nation because of your foresight. In every way and in every place, we acknowledge this with all gratitude. But in order not to detain you any longer, I beg you in your kindness to give us a brief hearing. For we have found this man to be a public menace, one who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the Nazarene sect. He even tried to desecrate the temple, so we arrested him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn from him about all these accusations we are bringing against him." The Jews also joined in the attack, asserting that these things were so. When the governor motioned to him to speak, Paul replied, "Because I know that you have been a judge over this nation for many years, I gladly make my defense. You can verify for yourself that it was no more than 12 days ago when I went up to worship at Jerusalem. They did not find me arguing with anyone in the temple or stirring up a crowd in the synagogues or anywhere else in the city, and they cannot prove to you the accusations they are now making against me. But I do confess to you that I worship the God of our fathers according to the way, which they call a sect. I believe everything written throughout the law and in the prophets, and I have the same hope in God that these men have, that there is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. This is the reason I continue to do my best to have a clear conscience toward both God and people. After several years, I came to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. While I was doing these things, they found me ceremonially purified in the temple, without a crowd or disturbance. But there are some Jews from the province of Asia who ought to be here before you and bring charges, if they have anything against me. Or let these men here state what crime they found in me when I stood before the Sanhedrin, unless this is about the one thing I shouted while standing in their presence. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.